Britain's been forced to defend its hypocritical and irresponsible stance on chemical weapons after it emerged that two UK firms were granted 5 export licenses to sell potassium fluoride and sodium fluoride, key components in the making of nerve gas, to a firm in Syria. Anti-arms trade campaigners and concerned politicians are pushing David Cameron to explain why the licenses were awarded and only revoked 10 months after the deadly Syrian conflict erupted. It's alleged the chemicals were sold between July 2004 and May 2010. The last license was granted by Vince Cable's Department for Business, Innovation and Skills. Chris Bambury believes the UK has an unfortunate track record in this area.
We should remember that America and Britain is quite prepared to use depleted uranium and other weapons of mass destruction. So when it comes down to all this, you know, there's one law for the powerful and one law for the less powerful. And that's been the instance. And I think an understanding of that is one of the reasons why there is such an almighty opposition among public opinion, both in the United Kingdom and in the United States, to any military attack in Syria. Because people have been fed this stuff before.
The British establishment now finds itself backed into a rather compromising ethical corner. As, according to some critics, if you continue to beat the drums of war and continually call in very unreserved terms for intervention, then how could it be that this human rights position has already been compromised? And compromised, they argue, in the name of money-making and profiteering. The government of Bashar al-Assad has consistently denied responsibility for a chemical weapons attack near Damascus last month. Britain, America and their allies are using the attack to justify an armed response from the West. Activists point to the West's inconsistencies when dealing with Syria.
Britain also knows a lot about the Assad regime because it was once a friend of the Assad regime. In 2003, Syria was on the side of the good guys, supposedly, in fighting in a war on terror. It sent troops to help in the war against Iraq. So Britain knows all about this. It was even considering under Tony Blair giving Assad a knighthood. So the hypocrisy in all this is incredible. Assad is okay as long as he's in our side, as long as he's following with our interests. As soon as he steps out of line, he should be bombed back into, in this case, into regime change.
Coincidentally, London is hosting a global arms fair where the means to kill, maim and intimidate will be on sale to the highest bidder, thus making it clear, according to anti-war activists, that in the battle to preserve human rights, profit for the UK will always be the principal priority. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.